Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss in the studio with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
Coming up, the latest tyranny in Australia. We'll tell you the next insane step that they're going to be taking there.
Everyone's starting to pull back, but Australia and New Zealand, they're still playing it rough. Yeah. They're playing it hard.
They're doubling, tripling down. It's pretty ugly. Of course, we talked in detail about the trucker convoy, Freedom Convoy, up there in Ottawa last night. If you've got any updates on that, maybe you're actually there in Ottawa and you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here, of course. It's Ian.
And Conan.
The number is 603-283-6160. And let's get into your story tonight, Conan. You've got something about leaky vaccines.
Yeah, this is actually something that I've wanted to talk about for a good long time now.
Okay.
And, of course, I took a month off. And, of course, you know, we get talking about other things. Because this, we always talk about what this is all about. We have suspicions. You know, the biggest one of being, of course, there are a lot of people making money off of this event. Pandemic.
Everybody's selling masks. They're making big money.
Oh,
of course,
you better believe it.
Vaccine providers.
Now they got a brand spanking new mask. I don't know if you've seen these new, what are they, N95s?
Those are new ones, right? Those are
the meme is out there that the new mask to wear is these new pointed N95 masks. Otherwise, you didn't get the memo.
Oh, yeah. They finally, the leftists and the mainstream have been admitting that the cloth masks just don't work. So
now you've got to
spend more money to buy the fancier.
And they're just one step closer to damn plague doctor masks.
Yeah.
You know, give it another 6 months, and that'll be the new virtue signaled mask.
Well, actually, I've had a story in relation to that for the last couple of weeks. The headline was out of Los Angeles, students are now required to wear non-cloth face masks as of a week ago.
There you go.
So they're putting it down.
I've seen it at least the last 2 weeks. It's like everyone who was just wearing those regular old cloth masks, they've all upgraded.
Mm.
All the true believers. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But so all right, we know people are making money off of this. Some of the other theories are that, you have powerful people that there are too many people on this planet.
Well, that's not a theory. Those people exist. And they are out of the, you know, they're out regarding their opinions. They're not, like, hiding.
They've been talking about it forever.
Bill Gates is one of them, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, and he's been talking about depopulation and that there are too many people eating up too many resources, and that and vaccines will help alleviate that problem.
Right.
Now, if you break it down, he means that bringing people out of third world situations, you know, the countries that are having 10 kids each family because, you know, half of them die. He's talking about, I guess, lifting those people up out of their situation by vaccinating them so that they don't need to make as many kids. I don't buy it for a second, but that's the believers will say that's what he meant when he came out years ago and said, we have too many people on this planet. That's why we need to vaccinate. I mean, that's like almost word for word. So when people say that, it's like, well, what do you really mean by that? Are the vaccines killing people? All right, so you have that crowd. You have the depopulationists. And then you also have the Klaus Schwabs out there, the Schwabs.
The World Economic Forum founder.
Who want to build back better. And this is a perfect event. This pandemic is a perfect opportunity to just break everything down so that they could do just that, build back better.
You'll own nothing, and you'll be happy.
And you'll be happy. You'll be eating your bugs. You'll be living in your pod. You won't own anything. You'll rent everything. Everything will be delivered to you, and you'll be happy.
But Klaus Schwab will be very, very wealthy, and he'll have mansions.
Absolutely, like he already does.
Right.
All right. Now, here's another idea. We're talking about the big pharma's making a lot of money off of this, but we all know Big Pharma doesn't make money off of healthy people. That's not their game.
They want you hooked on their drugs.
They need
for their your
sick
life.
People. So I mean, if the vaccine actually works, then they are out of a customer. So
right.
we've cured you. You're good to go, and that's it. We don't get to make any more vaccines for you. We might be able to make some for the next generation.
Right. Back in the day when we were growing up, you used to get a vaccine and you're done.
That's it.
Done for life.
So now this is where I'm going with this.
But now they want you coming back.
Because obviously the vaccines aren't working. They're talking about boosters. Well, exactly. That's where we're going.
They're not working to stop the virus, but they're working to enrich their pushers.
Exactly. Now, all right, let's step back a little bit. Let me talk about where this is all going. I've been raising chickens for almost 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I've had all kinds of... I consider myself to be pretty experienced keeping them alive, as an urban farmer.
Got it.
One thing that I have dealt with, of course, wildlife. You know, I've had skunk attacks.
Right.
I had a coyote in there one time. By the way, I said skunks. You know, people out there are like, yeah, skunks don't eat chickens. Oh, yeah, they do. I've lost more chickens to skunks than I have raccoon, coyote, and a bear attack.
You got a game camera up, right? That's how you know.
Oh, you can. I was out there, and he was still at it.
Oh wow, you caught him in the act.
Caught him in the act both times.
Damn.
So caught him in the act. 22 caliber to the back of the head, and he's buried. Okay. Other than wildlife attacks, the other situation I've had to deal with is disease.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, the best way to prevent that is to keep a clean coop, clean food, clean water,
mm-hmm.
and to keep keep old nasty sick chickens away, and you know, to actually take them out of the herd, out of the flock, and cull them.
Got it.
So, what disease am I talking about? That is basically reduced. Huge numbers of my chickens is something called Merrick's disease.
Hmm.
Now, it's a really, really nasty way to go, and it's noticeable because basically it's a herpes type disease that affects the organs and especially the brain and the brain stem of the chickens, and basically turns their brains to mush.
Oof.
So and it's quick. I mean, it's like they get it and they're dead in 10 days.
Wow.
You go out there, and you'll see it too. Everyone will come out to get their feed, and there'll be one in there just sitting there looking at you, and it's like, what's going on here?
Mm.
And they'll try to get up, and they just do a face plant. They just fall over. And then that's day one, and then 12 hours after that, they're laying. They can't lift their head. They're just laying in their own, their own filth. They can't lift their, so they basically go, it paralyzes them and it kills them in a matter of 24 hours. It's really nasty. So this usually happens in my case, in my flock, it usually happens to really, really young chicks and to the older birds. Now there is a vaccine for this, for the Merrick's disease. And, usually when you buy your chicks from the hatchery, especially if you're buying them from big Tractor Supply or Agway or places like this, those chicks are coming in. They're
pre-vaccinated.
They're either vaccinated in the egg, in ova, mm-hmm. or you can get the one day chick vaccine, which is basically a syringe in the back of the neck. And this is stuff that you can buy online readily. Last year, I started introducing my own birds. I have a rooster. I have two roosters now.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing their jobs. I have basically just put the last hatchery birds in the freezer about 2 months ago. So now every bird on my property was raised on my property. They're all something called a black Australorp, which is a really I've tried a lot of different birds over the years, and this is the bird I'm going to stick with.
Okay.
But like I said, over the years I have just gone out there, and it's just a bird just laying there. Merrick's disease.
Yeah.
It's just nasty. Let's talk about what this actually is.
The Merrick's disease?
Yeah.
Okay.
The deadliest strains of viruses often take care of themselves. They flare up and then they die out. This is because they are good at destroying cells and causing illness that they ultimately kill their host before they have time to spread.
Mm.
But a chicken virus that represents one of the deadliest germs in history breaks from this conventional wisdom thanks to an inverted effect from a vaccine. And we're going to talk about why this vaccine is really screwing up the poultry industry.
Coming up here on Free Talk Live, you can join us as well, 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the number. number here, 603-283-6160. Ian and Conan in the studio for you. And you can bring up whatever you want. The number again, 603-283-6160. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token on an exchange. You can go to xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. All you need is an email address to register over there at xmarkets. You can keep your privacy intact. You can deposit dozens of different cryptos, including Bitcoin, trade those for Tether, and use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We're going to get more into this leaky vaccine concept, Conan, that we haven't really explained yet. You're kind of laying the groundwork for it, talking about a particular disease that affects chickens,
mm-hmm.
Merrick's disease, and we'll talk about why that's relevant coming up here in a moment. But I did ask for people in, of course you can call about anything, but I did ask specifically for people who are in Canada, who've been to Ottawa over the last few days, what's going on with the truckers, with the Freedom Convoy, and Mehdi is on the air here. Mehdi, you had called us late last week on, I think, Thursday or Friday, saying you were on your way up to Ottawa for the weekend. You were going to check out the Parliament area in Ottawa and see exactly what the scene was. And we've seen a ton of video. We've seen a lot of posts online. And it looks like it's been an amazing event. Very, very positive. I have not yet heard of a single arrest actually happening.
The cops aren't beating anybody up yet. They're not spraying them down with water hoses or setting dogs on them.
Which is amazing. But, Mehdi, what was your experience this weekend? How'd it go?
Yeah, it was good. Hi, Ian. Hi, Conan.
Hey.
So I was, Friday, I was going up there. It officially started the protest on Saturday noon, but we went there early. I went there earlier than that. I went to the Parliament at 9:30, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I had two signs. One was End Wars, and the other was Class Unity. Looking at everyone there, millions of Canadian flags. There were families there as well with the kids, because they don't want to start getting the kids mandatory vaccinated as well, right? Like right now, you know, the adults are all kind of mandatory vaccinated, but there's a fear that it's going to be with your children too. And they're, you know, kind of not liking that for sure. Phase 3 trials aren't done yet on children either as yet. So, but from what the data they have, they're saying it's safe and effective and blah, blah, blah. Mm. But, you know, it makes sense if a parent won't want to do that. Everyone was positive that I met. I had to leave at about 12:30. So I left they started coming in, but before it really got busy. Mm-hmm. It was still pretty busy when I was there. Just a lot of Canada flags, a lot of people, you know, being friendly, chatting. There was a guy with that, I don't know, it's a flag that's like the American, the Dukes of Hazzard one with the racist.
The stars and bars.
Stars and whatever, yeah. So that one. But
it's not necessarily a racist flag, but people do jump to that conclusion when they see it.
Yeah, isn't it all about the South will rise again?
Yeah.
And that's okay, right there. What do you mean by that? What do you mean the South will rise? Are they going to bring slavery back with them as well?
It could just mean they believe in independence.
Yeah. That's the argument that's what the Civil War was all about, but they rewrote that, so who knows what it was really about.
Did you see any really offensive displays? You know, was there, because there's been a lot of hate from people that are on the left or the statist authoritarians who are saying that there are racists there, the racist flags, but yet others have said they have not seen any kind of, you know, Nazi this or that. Did you see anything like that?
So, no. The only thing I saw, like I said, was that, but I wanted to tell you about that guy. That mm-hmm. guy with that flag. I wish I videotaped and started harassing, but I didn't. But there is a videotape, there is a camera, whatever, like a video of it, where they called him out. He's all masked up and stuff, not talking, not speaking, not doing anything.
You think he was
and
an agent?
There were people, that called him out. It's on, I don't know what, TikTok or something, one of these social whatevers. And yeah, and they're laughing at him. This guy's like, oh, look at this guy now heading, he's putting his head in shame. He knows he got caught. Look, he's not talking. He was like fully masked up and stuff, so you can't recognize him at all.
Yeah, okay. Definite agent provocateur, without a doubt.
Because why would you even want to defend it? Why would you want to say, well, no, it doesn't mean this. It means this. Right. You know what I mean? He just wanted it, it seemed like, for the cameras. And then he left.
Yep.
So...
Bust. That's good. Bust. That's good that the people are waking up to this nonsense, that every one of these events, there's going to be one. And it's usually the one who's the first one that throws the bottle.
Yep, absolutely. Or breaks the glass or whatever. Another critique that we, because we were reading some of the critiques of people that love the government, they were saying, oh, well, there's been vandalism, there's people defecating and urinating in snowbanks. You were there for several hours or a few hours, it sounded like, when you had to, when you had to urinate, where did you go?
So I didn't end up having to pee, but I didn't see anybody peeing on anything, or defecating anywhere.
Okay.
So, I mean, I never saw that, but I was only there for maybe like 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to, I didn't have
you
to pee
it.
Or anything like
okay.
that. Yeah, and there were signs, and there actually were signs where the person said, stay peaceful, call out, because I took pictures, I'm just looking at my phone. Stay peaceful, call out RCMP agitators.
Mm.
RCMP is the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. I think they're a federal police.
That's like the FBI, right? Like they're the equivalent of the FBI
in
Canada? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, they also do, they walk around with horses and stuff. Like they're a prettier face, right? They're not like FBI, right?
Yeah.
But they're, RCMP, federal police people. And so,
but no violence. You didn't see any arrests, right? There was no arrests.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it sounds
just happy, smiling, walking around.
Yeah, it sounds like a nice event that Justin Trudeau probably would have really liked to have gone to.
Except he was in hiding.
Still in hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see? Did you notice that any of the businesses that were nearby were open, or were they all closed down? What percentage of them could you tell?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, anybody who decided to close during this was an idiot.
There was a whole article in the
really? The
mainstream media, the Ottawa Citizen or whatever that is, about all these restaurateurs who supposedly closed their doors this or that.
This is when the food trucks and the hot dog stands, this is when they shine.
Bank, if you were down there.
Or even the porta potty guy.
Right.
If you could find someone to pay you. I don't know how that would work. If you could find the planner and be like, hey, look, you guys are going to need...
They raised $9.4 million Canadian dollars on a GoFundMe for this thing.
Really?
Yeah. We checked it yesterday.
Maybe they did have a porta potty guy out
I don't
there.
Know. That's a good question. They should have. That would have been definitely something to consider.
Now, is this still taking place? Isn't there some guy who's waiting? Isn't there a trucker who's out there waiting for Trudeau to show up?
They might be waiting for Trudeau to show up. Yeah, but there are truckers definitely there, and there are truckers that are saying we're not leaving until they stop these mandates.
Yeah.
Like the main thing is the mandates. I learned something in Quebec. If you're not vaccinated, you can barely go anywhere. You can go to the grocery store, pharmacy. I think you can get a haircut. And, I mean, that's about it. Like, there's not a lot of places you can go.
Nettie, thanks for giving us a call here and sharing your experience from the weekend, and definitely appreciate hearing from you. And I definitely want to hear from other people as this develops, because apparently it's still going on. There's live footage here that I just pulled up. Again, big search to find info is Freedom Convoy 2022, all is one word. Twitter's got a bunch of posts, and there's still people out there today. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One student is dead and another in critical condition after a shooting outside a school in Minnesota. The shooting happened at the South Education Center in Richfield, south of Minneapolis. Police say they're still looking for the shooter or shooters, but there's no existing threat. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met with Senators Chuck Grassley and Dick Durbin at the Oval Office Tuesday to talk about selecting a nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, who's retiring this year. President Biden acknowledges the significance of filling a seat on the highest court in the nation.
There's always a renewed national debate every time we nominate, any president nominates a justice, because the Constitution is always evolving slightly in terms of additional rights or curtailing rights, etc., and it's always an issue.
USA Radio News. A Monmouth University poll asked people if it agreed with the following statement. It's time we accept that COVID is here to stay, and we just need to get on with our lives. According to the poll, 70% agreed with the statement, while 28% disagreed. Among Republicans, 89 agreed with the statement, and 9 disagreed. Among independents, 71 agreed, and 26% disagreed. Democrats were nearly evenly divided, with 47% agreeing with the statement, but 51% disagreeing. Tom Brady has finally said he is done. After reports of his retirement surfaced Saturday and fueled days of rampant speculation, the quarterback said in an Instagram post he's retiring from the NFL. The quarterback, drafted out of Michigan in the 7th round, won 7 Super Bowl titles, 6 of them with the New England Patriots and the final one with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join the program simply by calling in 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to say thanks to Ryan Walsh, who is a supporter of Free Talk Live's AMPS program. We've got a Patreon, actually, that we started a few months ago. And thank you to everybody that has signed up over at amps.freetalklive.com. Ryan's doing silver level, which is $5 a month. We definitely appreciate the assistance. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. Helps us get the message of liberty into more ears all around the United States and beyond. We've got over 190 great radio stations airing this show at various different times throughout the week, and we could have 250, 300. It is possible, but it does take some marketing effort, and so the AMP program helps us with that. AMPS.freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Conan here in the studio tonight. I was just watching some of the footage from the truckers. I know we're going to get back into the vaccine discussion here in a moment, but still, a bunch of trucks still parked in the street right in front of Parliament, still honking away, and still a fairly large number of people gathered, their speakers, you know, saying things to the crowd, and it continues. And this is a very exciting, you know, Occupy is back, except Absolutely. It's not the hard left. Of course, the joke this time is the Marxists are always about the people.
Workers unite.
Right, the workers coming together.
And now, why are they upset about this?
Exactly, they're hypocrites.
The very, by the way, these are the types of jobs that the couch, the armchair sitters, the warriors, the keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
This is something they would never do. Trucking sucks.
Yeah, well, and everybody depends on these guys. Uh-huh. These are arguably the most important job anywhere.
It's the lifeline.
Yeah. Literally.
I mean you have your people making things, but usually that's China.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your lifeline, your truckers who are delivering it to these keyboard warriors. Where do you think your milk comes from, dude?
Yeah.
Where do you think your chicken comes from?
Where did you think the keyboard came from?
And they're like, some of these people don't really know.
No.
They're like, well, it comes from the store.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes, actually I am.
I believe you, actually. I just saw a video, I think it was like a TikTok, where some girl, I presume she's serious about this, says that she just learned that hair grows from her scalp instead of at the ends of her hair. And she's, probably a 30-year-old woman.
Probably a teacher.
Right. So, anyway, we're going to continue covering this Freedom Convoy. We talked about it in detail last night. If you missed that show, go grab it over at freetalklive.com. You can download previous episodes there easily. I don't know if there's anything that's breaking as far as the Freedom Convoy. They're still there. The police are still doing nothing about it, which is fantastic. And I think they look like they're dug in.
Yeah, yeah. Trudeau, where you at, bruh?
Oh, and I still want to hear, some of the details. Like, how are these guys refueling? Is there a way? Because when I look at some of the videos, I do see open lanes.
Well, they do have tractor trailers. Maybe they're full of fuel.
Well,
are they actually driving around, or are they just sitting there?
They're just sitting there.
Well, they're not using fuel.
Well, they're still running, so they're using some fuel.
Well, these guys are, they come equipped. There is some big old tanks, and usually double tanks on a lot of these vehicles where they're
100 gallons or whatever, right?
Even more than that in some cases, so because they don't know where the next affordable gas is, or gas period. So they probably have a game plan.
I would presume that they do. I just am interested in hearing it. And Mehdi, who called in earlier, said he was going to send me some info, possibly get us in touch with some of the purported organizers of this thing.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear some of the inside scoop. But anyway.
I think I am more. I would be more concerned. I was actually thinking about this morning. I would be so much more concerned with just where can I use the bathroom.
Yeah,
I can't go into this restaurant that's closed, and they'll know that I'm one of the activists, so they're probably not going to let me in anyways. So where am I going to go? So are there porta potties out there? Has some establishment opened their doors to the folks to come in? And
you'll make $100,000 probably if these people
yeah,
are the only
exactly.
place that's open. All right, so 603-283-6160. Let's get back into the original discussion we were having, Conan. You were telling us about Merrick's disease.
Merrick's disease, and what is it?
Chicken disease.
What is it, and how bad has it gotten in recent years?
And you said there's a vaccine, but...
But, now, there are a lot of good articles on this topic, but I did want to not pick some fringe site that people could, basically call me out at. So I did. I found a PBS.org article that was written in the summer of 2015. So this is not new. This is not a new event. We've known about this for some time. So PBS.org, chickens vaccinated against Merrick's disease rarely get sick. But the vaccine does not prevent them from spreading Merrick's to unvaccinated birds.
Mm.
Does this sound familiar to anybody?
Yes, it does.
With the hottest strains, every unvaccinated bird dies within 10 days. There is no human virus that is that hot. Ebola, for example, does not kill everything in 10 days.
Mm.
In fact, rather than stop fowl from spreading the virus, the vaccine allows the disease to spread faster and longer than it normally would, a new study finds. The scientists now believe that this vaccine has helped this chicken virus become uniquely virulent. Note, it only harms fowl, so don't worry about I even eat these guys when they die.
All right, so what you were saying before was that this disease will kill a chicken within days.
An unvaccinated chicken and some vaccinated chickens as well, by the way.
But they're saying that because the vaccinated chickens don't die from it, that's actually spreading it further than it would otherwise.
Their whole lives, they spread it.
Wow.
All it takes is that day one back of the neck syringe injection, and they are spreaders for the rest of their lives. And any unvaccinated chickens that are brought into the scene,
they're going to die.
It's a very good chance they're going to take it.
Hmm.
So this was a study that was published. This a scientific study that was done in 2015. So this is, and I might actually go to this and talk about this in a second. But anyways, this is the first time that this virus boosting phenomenon, known as the imperfect vaccine hypothesis, hypothesis, has been observed experimentally. The reason that this is a problem for Merrick's disease is because the vaccine is leaky. A leaky vaccine is one that keeps a microbe from doing serious harm to its host, but does not stop the disease from replicating and spreading to another individual. On the other hand, a perfect vaccine is one that sets up lifelong immunity that never wanes and blocks both infection and transmission.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to note childhood vaccines for polio, measles, mumps, rubella, and smallpox are not leaky. They are considered perfect vaccines. Mm. As such, they are in no way in danger of falling prey to this phenomenon.
So you have to wonder, was this done on purpose? Did the creator of whoever it was that created this chicken vaccine for the Merck's disease, did they make it leak? Did they know that they were making a leaky vaccine, knowing that that would encourage more people to get the vaccine? Because, hey, if you
more farmers to get this vaccine because they caused a problem where, and that's kind of my whole point of this, is there's another vaccine that's floating around out there that is also leaky. You can get it. You can get the vaccine. Supposedly, it prevents you from getting really sick and or going to the hospital.
That's what they say, but there's no way to prove that.
There's no way to prove that point, but they have also, admitted that you are exuding spike proteins.
Mm-hmm.
Especially right after you get the shot, and you are in danger, the people around you, unvaccinated, are in danger of getting sick. I think this is exactly what happened to two of us at work. The two unvaccinated guys.
Mm.
We both got it. We both got something. Both within a 24-hour window of each other, and we were out for 2 weeks each.
Hmm. So but now you got the natural immunity.
Well, unless Omicron is different than Delta, maybe if it's a whole nother strain, if that's what I got, who knows what I got? Mm-hmm. I'm not getting a test to prove otherwise. I don't want to be a statistic.
Yeah, don't need them to know about that.
So the results to raise the questions for some human vaccines that are leaky, such as malaria and other agricultural vaccines, such as the one being used against avian influenza or bird flu. Merrick's disease has plagued the chicken industry. It has caused $2 billion in losses annually for fowl farmers across the globe. And you've got to get it. You either get it or your chickens, the whole flock will die.
There's more coming up here. You can join us. The number 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We've got our social media site that allows you to have a lot more freedom to express yourself than what you're going to get on these mainstream big tech sites like Twitter or Facebook. You can head over to social.freetalklive.com and get signed up over there. That's social.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts. Also, Conan, you've still got more to say on this leaky vaccine situation.
And the parallels between modern-day vaccines and the fact that people should really look at this information that I'm giving to you and to realize that this isn't something you want to play around with, and this might be exactly what we're dealing with. They might be actually literally playing around with new technology, new medicine, and it might seriously come back to blow up in our faces, or even worse, our grandchildren's faces.
We'll talk about that coming up. But first, Greg is on the line calling us from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Hey.
Hey, Greg.
I wrote an article today, which I sometimes do on the Intercoin Forum. It was talking about NFTs. And I was replying to a bunch of articles that talked about NFTs. For those who don't know, they're non-fungible tokens.
Thank you. Yep.
Yep. If you have not been living under a rock or a pet rock, as it were, I guess, in this case, you would probably know that people are buying these JPEGs or these things that are hosted somewhere, and they claim exclusive ownership over it. So I don't want to really get into the utility conversation of, like, what's the point of buying a publicly accessible tweet where I can just read the tweet anytime I want. But my interest is that many of these things are hosted on centralized sites.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that interesting because cryptocurrency is supposed to be decentralized. And yet, of course, the blockchain doesn't have enough storage to store all that kind of stuff. So people could store on ITFS and a bunch of other emerging networks like Arweave, made safe and others, but most people just store on hosting. And here's my point. I started to look at the economics of it. It's very interesting. The person who is hosting and producing the content is the one who pays for storage. They pay all the upfront costs, and then no matter how big their thing gets, it could be worth millions of dollars, their collection, they essentially pay for the hosting, and they then try to recoup that money by, you know, subscription fees or something like that. And that's the standard process for Web 2 and everything else. I found that to be very interesting because it's the capitalist model. You put up the capital up front, then you try to recoup it, and it leads to essentially lock-in, trying to extract rents, closed-source software, stuff like that. And I just wanted to talk about alternatives like open source, Wikipedia. And
let me see if I'm following what you're saying here. So this NFT thing is a phenomena. It's been big for the last year or so. People have been paying big, big money in cryptocurrency, like hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more in some cases, for what is considered to be an exclusive ownership over, in a lot of cases, some sort of media. And typically it's like a GIF or a JPEG, some sort of static image of some sort of artwork. Some of it's pretty crappy. Others, okay, maybe it's decent. But still, that's kind of the gimmick, is you're this owner of this thing. And apparently what you're saying here, Greg, is similar to what we've heard before, is that these, when you buy this NFT, apparently what you're buying is quote-unquote ownership over a specific URL. So if you buy, you know, one of these apes, these are very, very popular, apparently, these images of apes. You buy one of these apes, and you get ape number 1725, and you think it's great or whatever. Well, there's a specific URL being hosted, what you're saying, on a centralized server somewhere that somebody is paying the rent on to keep online, to keep that graphic in the place where that URL happens to be located. And that means that if that person stops paying that hosting bill, then that graphic goes away, right?
Not only does it go away, but in a much broader sense, our society is based on that kind of economics. So you already know my left libertarianism and my sensibilities, but when I see it, I can't unsee it, so I want to share it. Think of like a book. Somebody writes a book, they typically have the government go and enforce their copyrights. If somebody copies the book, doesn't harm the person physically or anything, doesn't take their property, you could say, but they take their intellectual property, well, they can say that you've initiated sport or violence, and then they can use force to force you to make their business model make sense, right? So again, what happens is, the idea is that somebody has to come up with a lot of capital to do R&D originally, whether it's for drugs, for patents, or whether it's for books and movies, and then they need to recoup those costs, they and their investors. Whereas the alternative would be like science or Wikipedia or open source software, so, or Creative Commons, where people can remix freely and each contribution is very small. So Wikipedia or Fixabug in Linux. So everyone sort of puts in a little bit, but then they give it away and the whole thing can be used by anybody. That I find to be a lot more resilient than a centralized server or a centralized author or publishing house using the government to try to force people to make their business model work. That's what I wanted to kind of explore.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is that works, as long as it's voluntary, I support people doing it. So, as far as NFTs are concerned, it sounds to me like you're not in favor of the whole concept. Is that a fair extraction or extrapolation?
No, not necessarily. I think that NFTs with utility are good.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
give me an example of that, yeah.
Domain names were the original NFT. You could buy a domain name and point it to something, and that you owned a portion of that namespace, you know, .com
right,
or whatever. Other things include tickets to concerts, subscriptions, that even if they expire, they're worth something. So that kind of stuff I like. The NFTs that don't have a utility component, where if you just look at a tweet, well, I could have looked at it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not, I'm not here to judge because I'm not, you know, an art connoisseur. Obviously, you know, why would I own the real Mona Lisa when I can own a picture in a book? I can just look at it. So I don't know what the point is either. But I will say that What I'm saying is broader. I'm just saying that the whole idea of venture capitalists or people up front putting up money and then selling it to the public in an IPO, later all of these groups, whether it's Wall Street or the investors, they force the company to keep its source closed because they need to retain the power over their users to extract rents forever. Because if you bought the shares at $200, you don't want the shares to go down because the company decided to be nice and open source all of their software. That's the idea. You know, Netscape open sourced all their software, and that's how we got Firefox. We would have never maybe the Internet Explorer monopoly or hegemony if Netscape hadn't done that. But that's the idea. The idea is if information goes free, then essentially you don't need that one guy hosting the NFT. You start getting a bunch of other people hosting it also on IPFS or whatever. And before you know it, now this one person isn't paying the bills for the hosting. The thing becomes bigger than they are, becomes like Bored Apes, the decentralized movement or whatever. And then their private ownership gets diluted. So the public, everyone now collectively owns that specific thing, which is what I'm trying to say. Private ownership is kind of brittle in the sense that, well, if you rely on that one host, author, whoever they are, to pay for hosting, well, you could be really disappointed with your $1 million purchase because one day it could just not be there.
Yeah, or they could switch it out. They could take the same URL to boardape1752.jpg and put
change a couple pixels.
Or put a porno pic in there or something like that. They could do anything they wanted to.
Do you think, and this is where I'm going, this is what I think, do you think this is just a money laundering scheme, especially these digital prints, these NFTs digitals? Do you think this is a money laundering scheme similar to what the art community and rich people have been doing forever? Buying abstract nonsense art like a blue pane for $1 million, and it's just a way to put their money somewhere. And as long as they can keep, as long as they can keep this dumb art, as long as they can convince each other to exchange this art at this blue pane at $1 million, that's a way of laundering their money. Do you think these NFTs, the new ones that are coming out, that we're all hearing about, are the same thing? I'm not talking about domain names, but the ape prints.
It's a mix. I think it's a mix. You can certainly buy more useful things like real estate and park your money there too. But I guess what I'm trying to say, and I wanted to put this to everybody at 2.5, is this. If you think that private ownership is going to save the forest or save whatever, who is to say they can't sell out and all of a sudden just sell that forest for late to Coca-Cola? That's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah, and maybe decentralized autonomous organizations can help decentralize away from these centralized power structures. Thank you for the call tonight, Greg, and that's a whole other topic. We got more on the way, though, about the leaky vaccines. Your calls are...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.